This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, and Lisa has already done that, so without further ado, or doing, I'm just going to put Lisa on the air, and we will chat about other things later, unless you call, and then I'll put you on next. Lisa, welcome to the program. How may I help you?
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Beautifully. Thank you.
Oh, thanks so much for taking my call. I'll try to... try to get a concise question for you. I mean, just to give you a little bit of background, my mom never asked for money from anybody unless she really needs it. And my mom really handled her own finances and never likes to ask for help, ever. But when it push comes to shove and she really needs help, of course, she'll turn to who she thinks is able to help her and who she, you know, who would be the best person in a situation to help her if she needs it.
Okay, how old is mom?
It's been very rare that she's never really asked for anything.
Okay. How old is mom?
Oh, she's 73.
Okay,
but my question has to do with my brother.
Okay.
And it has to do with the fact, and just to give you some background, my brother has done extremely well, is very ambitious, and when I say well, I mean in a financial way.
Mm-hmm.
He's young. He's about 10 years younger than me. His career catapulted, skyrocketed his salary. So, I mean, he goes to Paris vacations. His home. He lives in a beautiful, large home that's in perfect condition. And, meanwhile, my mom's home needs improvement. So, I'm just trying to give you a picture here of what's going on. So, recently my mom had asked my brother for, I think it was $3,000. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how much it was. Not that much. A couple thousand dollars. $3,000 or something. And he actually had the nerve. And I guess my question, the root of all this, my question to you is, how do I go to these family events in the summer? Like, there's a birthday party for my niece coming up in 2 weeks. I want my daughter to be close to my niece. But it's so awkward because I'm losing respect for my brother and I'm feeling very awkward in front of him because I'm just so disappointed in him. And I feel like he's judged me and I have a lot of judgment towards the way he's been so stingy with his success and his money when, I just don't understand why he doesn't step up to the plate,
Okay, let me stop you for just a second. Are there just the two of you, you and your brother?
No, there's two other siblings, but they're in no position to help. My older brother is completely unemployed and, has been for years. And my sister, works like insane amount, works for very little, like practically minimum wage. I mean, there's no way my sister could do it.
Okay. How do you know, did your mother tell you about this?
He did. So my brother had the nerve. And by the way, I'm a stay-at-home mom and my husband makes a decent salary, but we just make ends meet. And the reason I'm painting the financial picture is so that you understand that we have to really save if we're going to take a vacation. And my brother goes on maybe three
elaborate. Okay, I got it. So your brother told you, what did he say?
He emailed me. And he said, mom asked me for $3,000 for XYZ. The responsibility falls on us because obviously, my brother and sister, because X and Y can't help. And I think, we should split it. That's, and help mom out.
All right. What's XYZ? I got it. All right. Wait a minute. Just a second. What's XYZ? What did she want the money for?
It was for, first of all, some legal, like, you know, she's getting her legal stuff in order, and, you know, so, I mean, it's important stuff. It's stuff that I've been asking her to do for, like, years, but she finally, you know, and he said, I'm so glad you talked to Mom and she wants to do this legal stuff, you know, like, get her, you know, stuff in order and stuff.
Okay, so he said we should split it. What did you say back?
I said to him, I'm going to be totally honest with you here. I mean, I have not written a bill in 15 years of marriage. You know that I'm a stay-at-home mom at this point. I'm not working at this point, so I don't have income. And the truth is, we have a lot of things right now in our house that we are desperately trying to save for so that we can, like, repairing the roof. There's things that have to, I mean, I live in a pretty good situation that, you know, we're managing. But I'm saying, you know, it is
okay, so
much,
what did he say back?
I said to him, it's much harder for me.
No, I got it, And I'm sure he got it, too. So what did he say back?
Oh, he said, that's your prerogative. You know, we went into debt to fix our house. You know, if you want to, you can go into debt to fix yours. And then he said, you know, I've helped out, well, my sister, let's just call her Jane. I don't want, you know, in case she hears it.
Okay.
So he said, I helped out Jane, you know, when Jane had a problem a few years ago. And, you know, this is like, you know, you know, just that.
Let me. All right. Are you willing to contribute anything to Mom to the $3,000? Can you? Are you comfortable sort of dumping anything in the pot or not? Independent of your brother's wealth or lack of wealth.
Well, my mom didn't ask me for a reason. She asked my brother.
No. I hear. But that's not what I'm asking you.
That's a question of my husband. That's a question of me convincing my husband that.
Well, but that's. I mean, presumably you're an equal partner in the household. And are you, however you get the money, I mean, you can pawn your jewelry, don't sell your children, but...
The answer is no, not right now, no.
Okay. Would you be in any time in the future?
Well, if when I go back to work, I guess, or if I
okay.
go back to work.
So, okay, fair enough. When would you plan to go back to work?
I haven't planned on it right now, not for the foreseeable future.
Okay. How old are your kids?
Well, I have a daughter who's 8.
Okay. Well, let me just ask you, independent of any of this issue with your brother or your mom, where you've got an 8-year-old and some financial issues, why would you not go back to work if you're feeling like there's, you know, that there's a bunch of stuff you want to do for your house and you're just barely making it and you've got a kid who's in school? Why would you not go back to work?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what career path I want to go on. I'm doing some, I mean, well, and I also wanted to try to conceive again. So, I mean, there's some reasons why it's not quite the best time for me to go back to work at this time. But I'm not opposed to going back to work, but I
all right, let me give you a different perspective on this.
Here,
okay.
Why, can you explain why that's relevant, though? Because, I mean, I'm trying to get...
Yeah, two things. Let me give you the... Well, no, I'll start with you. In a large family, and I would consider your family large-ish, not quite as large as mine, but large, there was almost always one person that gets hit for everything. And that person can quite often, at some point, feel ripped off. Even if they have the wherewithal, I have no idea what your brother's financial situation is. He may be mortgaged up to the hilt, he may live large, and, you know, I don't know. But the point is, it's his money, it's his decision about how to spend it. And if he's the one who everybody hits up for money because he has it, that can get very burdensome, onerous. And what he's saying is, look, realistically, can't hit these two up. How about you guys helping out? And I think you're certainly well within your rights to say, can't do it right now. But to basically be angry with him for not taking the whole load, I think is not fair. Then in theory, all four of you have... Either you have responsibilities or you don't have responsibilities toward your mom. Hang on for just a second, because I do want to answer your other question, because I think it's absolutely relevant, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we'll talk with Lisa, who's got a brother who's got a lot of money, two sibs who don't have really much at all, and then her situation where she and her husband are doing okay. They're doing better than the other two, but not nearly as well as the third one. And mom hit. Go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but you mean
that's okay.
The real reason I call, I guess I don't exactly, I appreciate the way you're seeing it. I guess you're trying to be objective. You know, but it's like...
No, I'm really trying to give you something to think about that's not going to make you so angry with your brother, because being angry with your brother is not going to get you any place.
My real question is, how do I shift my view, so that I don't view him as such a stingy and selfish
person? But, Lisa, that's exactly what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, because there's a lot of family events. There's a birthday party.
I got it. Lisa. But, Lisa, I already got that. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. That if let's say for a moment that you have, let's say that you have a great garden, or let's say you're a great housekeeper. You're the one who's home all the time, and so everybody decides every year that everything's going to be at your house. Thanksgiving's going to be at your house, Christmas is at your house, and maybe for a while that's fun, and then after a while, even if you suggested it, it might be kind of fun, but you get really tired of everybody assuming that you're going to do it. Or let's say your husband's a great accountant, and everybody just decides that he's going to do their taxes for free. It doesn't make any difference what the issue is, whether you're a great housekeeper or he's a great accountant or your brother's got a lot of money. The assumption that they should take care of it for the entire family becomes very burdensome. And I think that's what your brother's feeling, because it's not up to you to determine how he spends his money one way or the other. And what I'm saying is, and the reason I asked about you being a stay-at-home mom is it sounds to me that there's a little bit of financial tension in your household anyway, and certainly one of the ways of dealing with that is to have an extra income. Also, one of the reasons I asked about it is, for example, saying to your brother, look, right now I'm not working, but I plan to be, you know, in September when my cherub's back in school, I'm really going to start working, and what I suggest then is I will start a slush fund for mom or my brother and sister or anybody else so that the next time somebody hits you up for money that I can help out a little bit. Right now it's just not a good time. Because the issue is not the $3,000. The issue is that everybody goes to your brother all the time with the assumption of, well, he can handle it. You know, he's got the money.
My mother has never asked him for money.
Well, you don't know that. You just know that she hasn't said anything about it and he hasn't said anything about it. You're kind of Lisa, you're saying you're asking me for something, but you really, every time I sort of try and kind of loosen this logjam a little bit, you argue with me about it. You can be angry with your brother, but it's not going to get you any place. It's going to make it difficult with you and your brother. It may make you, I don't know, you know, hopefully you're not going to try and get other family members on your side, but his money is his to do with as you wish. When he asks you to share the responsibility, then you can say yes or no, but to be angry with him for asking doesn't really make any sense. That he's made the money, he's worked whatever the hours are, and it's his to do with as he wishes. It's not up to you or any other family member to determine that he has it or doesn't have it or should do it or shouldn't do it. That you don't want him making those kinds of judgments about your life or your resources or your skills or your anything in your life. So you really don't want to do it, and in your heart of hearts you may think, geez, Louise, you know, it doesn't really make any difference to him, but it clearly does. And my way of getting around this and also sort of easing the responsibility or the tension between the two of you is to say, look, I'm not working right now, but when I do, I think, you know, I know you must get tired of being the one that everybody goes to in a pinch, and I'm going to start, when I start working, I'm going to tithe. I'm going to put 10% of my salary in a slush fund, so if anybody in the family needs it, I can either help them out or help you help them out. Because it's just as much as it's your right to not work as it is his right to not throw money in the pot. That you don't want him making assumptions about your life or what you should or shouldn't be doing any more than it's fair for him to say, well, you should have a mortgage. You know, I have a mortgage. You should have a mortgage. That's not appropriate for him. Each of you are allowed to run your life in whatever way you want.
He has a little bit judged me, too. I mean, he did come back and said, you mean to tell me you and your husband can't come up with a few $100? So he did.
Well, you're talking about $1,500. But my point is
exactly,
that it's going to get.
That's what my husband said. That's what my husband said. Maybe it's a couple hundred to him, but not to us.
Well, but Lisa, maybe what he was saying is, look, it would make me feel better if I wouldn't feel like such a, you know, a cash cow, the family ATM, if you said, look, I can't come up with $1,500, but I can certainly shoot you $200, which is what I asked you 10 minutes ago, if there was anything that you could contribute. Not so much for the money, but for the fact that, he's feeling, look, I worked really hard for this. It's not like I was the one that was born with wealthy parents. how come I'm the one who has the responsibility for it? And so,
I see your point about that, that if I had just contributed something,
yep,
it would have changed the tone, because the tone is just, you know, butting heads, like, you know.
I got that.
But so, it's over now.
Well, it's not, because you're still upset about it. So one of the possibilities is to call him back and say, listen, I know that we really butted heads about this, and I'm sure you get tired of being the one that everybody figures, well, he can afford it, because it's really demeaning to him. So listen, Jason and I sat together, and we decided if $200 will make any difference, it pushes us a little bit, but, you know, it's in the spirit of trying to help out. You know, can I bring you a check to the birthday party? Because the bottom line is, Lisa, you don't want him saying to you, look, you should get a job, you're healthy, your kid's 8, and that way the whole responsibility doesn't fall on me.
I mean, he doesn't want his wife to work. I mean, he would have no...
Lisa, listen, why would you call up and ask me my opinion and then back down everything I'm trying to help you do? You called up and you said, I really want to figure out how not to be angry with my brother. And I've spent the last about 15 minutes giving you 15 different ways of doing it, and every one of them, it's like we're playing badminton, and you're going to slam that birdie back in my face. You want to be mad at him. You want me to tell you that he's a skinflint and should lose all his money in a terrible stock market crash, and then you can say nanner, nanner, karma's a boomerang. I'm not going to do that. First of all, why would I want to add to any misery in the world, yours or anybody else's? Second of all...
Do you truly think that he's in the right here, though?
I think it's his money to do with any damn thing he wants, just as it's your time to do with any damn thing you want. And I don't think he has a right to tell you should be working. I don't think you have the right to tell him he should be spending. I think each of us run our own lives, that you can contribute or not contribute, you can praise or not praise. But being mad at somebody because they're not doing what you want them to do is a waste of time and energy, because we don't want other people telling us what we can do. And I think that's the territory you've wandered into. And it's not only that you've wandered into it, but you're wrapping yourself in the flag and saying, yes, he should do this. Once the word should comes into your vocabulary, you are nailed. And because you're trying to nail somebody else, you're saying my value system should be your value system. Tricky stuff, because most of us don't want someone else telling us what we should do. Do you want to hang on? Hang on. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Lisa, who has a brother who did very well, and a sister who works very hard, and a brother who doesn't do very well and hasn't worked for a while, a mother who's aging, and then Lisa's kind of somewhere in the middle between the brother who doesn't work at all, the sister works very hard, and the brother who's done very well. And mom is, and Lisa, one of the reasons to talk about this is because this is going to increase over time. It's going to increase for several reasons. First of all, mom's going to get older, and therefore she's very likely going to need more stuff. And it sounds like she doesn't have really a way of increasing her cash flow. Your brother, as he gets older, who hasn't worked, and I don't know whether there are psychological issues involved there or not, is very likely going to need more stuff. So it's very likely that there's going to be additional financial burdens placed on the family, and that may fall somewhat, disproportionately on your brother. But in fairness, it is something that all of you should be dealing with. And maybe one of the ways of dealing with your brother right now is not only to sort of talk with your husband about saying, look, here's $200, but to talk to your sister who works hard as well. And maybe we should take a moment and talk about your brother who hasn't worked, because that's going to be an issue as well. So your brother at least has the sense, Mr. Moneybags, that it's not exclusively his problem. Because, and let me point out one other thing. Your brother offering to do something is different than being asked to do it. In the same way that the metaphor I used is you offering to host Thanksgiving is different than everybody just assuming that that's where they should come. It just feels completely different. So the issue about your anger toward him may be sort of seen in that larger context of, okay, maybe it's time to talk with my other sister and maybe even my brother, my other sister, about maybe, you know, as I go back to work, I'm going to think about putting together a slush fund so everything doesn't fall on Rich. We're calling him Rich because he is. And so he feels that he's not the exclusive, you know, ATM of the family. And maybe you and I can talk about that. I know neither of us have a huge amount of money, but maybe taking either 5% or 10% and putting it aside so that we have money that we can help Richie out. But also talking with your older brother about, I mean, as he gets older, and is there a dad involved in all this? Is your dad still alive?
Well, no, but I think some of my issue, you know, I mean, I'm reading back through my notes because I took a lot of notes when we through this conversation. And I think that, I mean, as a general matter, I do have a hard time losing it's hard for me to lose the expectations that I have of people. And my father passed away, but my father was extremely traditional and provided for not only, you know, for everybody. He provided for everybody.
Well, that's,
you know,
fine, but I'm not sure why it's relevant to this discussion. And beware of expectations. They say a whole lot about you and nothing about somebody else. That's that's the should word.
Yeah, right. I know.
It's
a trap. I have to let go of thinking that what you said is that I'm imposing my values or how I see things on someone else. I mean, it's true. I got to learn to let go of that. I don't know. Maybe I.
Okay.
You know,
good. Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that for just a minute, because that's a great and brave thing for you to understand. Anytime you use the word should. Or I expect, or disappoint. All those are key words to say. And, you know, it's I have a friend who every time I see her says, expectation is the death of serenity. I actually saw that written on chalk in Central Park probably 20 years ago. And I you know, anything, my life becomes, I share it on the air. And it was one of those things that just made me stop dead in my tracks of thinking, that it's one of the things that human beings do. We expect things of other people. We mirror. We do something for someone else. We expect they'll do it back. But expectation says nothing about them. It's seldom communicated, and it's almost always a trap. And we only bring it up when someone has disappointed us. Well, I expected you to do that, or I do this for you. How come you didn't do it for me? So anytime you find yourself using the word expect, disappoint, should, just remind yourself, wait a minute, take a deep breath. This says nothing about them. And if I really want something from them, then I need to communicate it. And saying to your brother, you should do this, that's a clue, right? Can't use the word should. Of saying to your brother, what do you think is fair given our disproportionate income? Maybe a better opening gambit. And he may then tell you, my guess is he's going to tell you what I've been telling you. Which is, you know what, it's not the money. It's that everybody expects me to take care of them. I worked very hard. I didn't have wealthy parents. I had the same upbringing you guys did. And, yeah, I may have been fortunate, but it's my choice to do what I want to do. I get tired of people expecting me to do it. And so the word expect may be the really clue to all of this for you, Lisa.
Yeah, I have to tell you that when I talked to my husband about it, which I did, he said, you know, he said the answer is no, because it's very, you know, and just be honest with your brother and tell him, you know, that right now we're not in a position to help. But he totally doesn't hold a grudge, doesn't feel angry at my brother. Like I said to him, don't you think that he should have paid? And my husband said, no, I don't. He could do whatever he wants. I mean, that's his business.
God bless your husband. There you go.
So, and we have this party next week or the week after, and I want the children to be close, you know, the cousins.
Yeah, got it.
You know, and my husband's like, of course we're going to go. And we're going to, you know, we're just going to go and have a good time, you know. And I'm just like, I mean, you know, it's like even the thought of going right now, like I'm all tense, you know.
But my Lisa, your husband.
To me.
Your husband
has expectations of anybody, my husband, ever. And he never holds grudges. So he's the opposite of me.
And he's gonna lead a happier life because no one's ever gonna disappoint him.
Well, he's calmer. He's more serene.
Well, indeed.
Generally, he has the serenity that I don't because it's
well.
You know,
but learn from him. Take that from him and say, you know, it would be nice to have some of that serenity. Sleep better at night. Be a little less. And what I would do before the party is to call up your brother today. In fact, call him up as soon as we're finished because that's when it'll be the most, the strongest. And say, you know what, I would lead off by saying, I'm sure you get tired of feeling like the family ATM. And you'll instantly have his attention and his appreciation. Because I guarantee you that's how he feels. And say that I'm not really in much of a position to help right now. I do plan to go back to work. I'm going to start putting aside slush funds so it doesn't all fall on your shoulders. But how about, you know, if I really, you know, how about if I brought you a check for 200 or whatever you and your husband can afford, or say, you know, would a check for $100 make any difference? Would that help? Offer him something so he doesn't feel like everybody's taking advantage of him. Everybody expects him to do things like that.
Hey, it's good advice.
And you'll feel better. He'll feel better. And you can go give your husband a huge kiss on the wherever you'd like to give him a huge kiss on, and say, listen, you're right. Every time you catch me expecting, you just remind me that there's no reason to expect anything of anybody except myself. We do need to expect things of ourselves. But even that we need to look at. That if I let myself down, what does that mean? That I didn't work out often enough? That I put on too much weight? What are those expectations that I even have about myself? And what do I do about them? They're not useful.
Yeah.
All right, and next time you don't even have to take notes. You can just go and go to drjoy.com and about, as soon as we finished an hour, I think the guys put, about 10 or 15 minutes after the hour that the podcasts are up?
Something like that, yeah.
I can hear it again?
Yeah, you can hear the whole thing.
Yeah, it's that you hit it. I'm going to hold that quote, expectation is the death of serenity. that's really relevant in my life, unfortunately.
Yeah, I hear. So I
hope that won't be as relevant. I'll work on that.
Good for you. All right, you sound like a different woman all of a sudden. So, your stomach should feel a little better as well. Good.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to, you know, and focus on the children and them, and not.
This one, you're allowed to, look, we are all projects under construction, right? If our adulthood isn't something that is continuous and sort of growing and learning and letting go of things and holding on to things, we're going to be really bored because we're going to be an adult for much longer than we're going to be a kid. And if our learning stops when we're old enough to vote or old enough to drink or old enough to get married or old enough to have wrinkles, we're going to be bored for an awfully long time. So adulthood is just a way of learning new things and having different perspectives. All right, Sugar?
Yeah.
Listen, off you go. Feel better.
Call your brother.
Thank you so much. You're very welcome. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682.
Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Right, well, Lisa's call was not only a great way to start off the program, but a great way to look at that whole issue of how we change. And I truly believe in the redemptive power of seeing things in a different light, of seeing each other in a different light, seeing ourselves in a different light, learning different things. And people asked me when I first started in the program the difference between what I do as a therapist and on the air. And I used to say, well, it's basically process that, you know, that there's just not enough time on the radio for people to take an idea and internalize it and sort of move beyond it. But a call like Lisa's, and she's not unique in that. She just took a little bit longer, but the idea being that that we can change, we can understand something differently, we can have that aha experience, And I just want to a friend sent me this yesterday, and we did the story initially when Chick-fil-A came to Manhattan because they were kind of notorious for being anti-gay, all right? And there were huge protests. There are, I think there are two now in Manhattan, and quite often the lines are around the block and yada, yada. And there was a protest at NYU, and LGBT made a big fuss about it. Okay, here's the story I want to share with you, and it seems to me completely appropriate to Lisa's call. All right, so we know that the owner of the president CEO has said that Chick-fil-A does not approve of gay lifestyles. They won't hire anybody who's gay. Okay. There is an Orlando Chick-fil-A that one of the things that Chick-fil-A does, in addition to being very conservative and very religious, is the stores are not open on Sunday. And the owner, the CEO, has felt that Sunday is the Lord's Day, is the Sabbath, and people should be with their families. Okay. Employees of Chick-fil-A on Sunday in Orlando cooked up hundreds of chicken sandwiches, brewed dozens of gallons of sweet tea. They took all of it to the One Blood Donation Center. The food and drinks were handed out free of charge to anybody who'd lined up to donate blood. Apparently, this has not made the news, which I think it should have. If you can fuss at people for opinions that you don't share, it seems to me that it's important to give people credit. And I think that is an enormous, presumably they didn't do it for publicity. They did it because it was the right thing to, it was more than the right thing to do. It was the gracious, generous, loving, healing, soothing thing to do. Basically, you know, and that seems to me to be part of I think each of us are allowed to live our lives by whatever rules make sense to us as long as they're not illegal. Immoral is going to be, you know, that's going to be highly questionable, but they're not illegal. Hopefully they're not immoral. It's not impossible. But that there's also that we can, as Michael, my Facebooker yesterday said, that one person does bad, but a whole community comes together to support one another. And it turns out that it's not a one-off deal for Chick-fil-A, that if you go to their location in Orange Park, they'll give you a coupon for a free frosted lemonade to anybody who donates blood when the One Blood Mobile unit is at their store today. So I think that if we can be angry with people when they do things that make us unhappy, that disappoint us, whatever that means, which means they're not living up to our expectations, which we should make sure that we're aware of and we impose only on ourselves, if at all, that we need to give people credit when they do something extraordinary and brave and outside their comfort zone. And it wasn't, I mean, as far as I know, they didn't send out a press release on it. I found it out because a friend of mine, who is gay, said, okay, look at this. And I wouldn't have known about it. It wasn't publicized. And it also brings out another issue. Someone sent me a link to a very disturbing movie that it doesn't come out for a while, so I won't review it for a while. And I assume it's a metaphor. It's based on a Stephen King novel. And basically, I assume it's metaphor, which is that everybody on their cell phones becomes zombie, vampire, becomes violent, and then becomes bird-like. You know, they just follow each other around. And the idea being that the Internet has become so negative, so violent. So Manny was talking about Good Morning America had said that they had asked people to send birthday wishes to Sasha Obama. And the things that people wrote were just stomach-churning. I'm thinking, why would Good Morning America do that? That's just asking for trouble. And Manny's comment, because Manny's a little bit more maybe suspicious, cynical, let's say, than I am. He said, well, because of the FBI, it's on Facebook, so people have their Facebook account. And you can, and they were vile and violent. And I mean, as a kid, that somehow the sense of being anonymous, of course, you're not anonymous on Facebook, which is probably what somebody had in mind, that being in front of a computer screen does not give you permission to hate, to judge, to throw out all that bile. And I think the Chick-fil-A story to me is the hope for humankind is that we can have beliefs, we can feel strongly about them. We should certainly run our own life by those beliefs, but let everybody else do the same. And when something important and perhaps even catastrophic happens, that we can put aside our individual differences and really come together. And as I said, I'm, you know, it's one of the things that I've talked about a lot since I was in New York on September 11th. I actually was not in New York on September 11th. I was here from the 13th on. And my friends feel that they saved my life because they figured after the first plane hit, I would have been down here handing out something or other and would have probably not survived it, but was down here for the 6 weeks following that. And I sort of felt like it was the culmination of everything in my life to be able to come and be there and help that and witness that and witness the fact that people of different races and creeds and religions and opinions and politics and economics all came together to say, hey, look, we got to help each other out. This is bigger than any of us and bigger than any of our differences. It's our common humanity. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.